Okay, we're holding, I believe, on Mem Amud Aleph, three wide lines down by the two dots. Rami Le, Rava Le Rav Nachman. Rava asked a question to Rav Nachman. Tanan, we learned, Elu Dvarim, these are the things, these are the five things, Sha'adam Oysa Oysan, that a man could do them, Ba'oichel Perisim Ba'oilam Hazeh, you get the Peris in this world by Karen, and the Iker Shachar Kayemet Le'oilam Hazeh. So even though you get the Peris in this world, but it won't take away at all from the Karen in the next world. Elohein, what are these five? This is a shorter version than the version that we say in davening every morning by Birkas HaTorah. Elohein, Kibud Av Va'Em, number one is Kibud Av Va'Em, number two is Gemilas Chasadim, number three is Hava Shalom Ben Adam Echaveri, Etamot Torah, Keneged Kulam. So the Chara and then Talmud Torah is going to be opposite all of them, and therefore, because since the Torah is maybe the Maaseh, so all these things you'll get Pirus in this world, and you'll get the and it won't affect at all, won't take away at all from your Iker Shachar in Olam Haba. So what's the Makar for each one of them? So the Gemara is going to bring down the Pasuk for each one of them. The Kibud Av Va'Em. By Kibud Av Va'Em, what's the makar that you get pierced by Olam Hazeh and the Karen is still Kayim Olam Haba? The Ksiv, it's written in the Pasuk in Devarim. It says, Kabad es Avich v'Asimecha, and then it says, L'man Yarichun Yamecha U'L'man Yitavlach. So we darshan from this, L'man Yarichun Yamecha is referring to Olam Haba, and L'man Yitavlach is referring to Olam Hazeh. Let's take a look at Rashi for a second. Rashi is is like three skinny lines down. Yarichon Yamecha is referring to Olam Haba. The Arichas Yomim is going to be not the short world that, you know, people only live 100, 120 years. So Arichas Yomim is Olam Haba. And Man Yitavloch is Bechayecha. And in the double lesson that will be good to you is in this world. Okay, so therefore we have a Makar that you're going to get payment both in this world and the next world for Kibud Av Va'Em. Next one, B'Gemilas Chasadim. Ksiv, it's written in the Pasuk about Gemilas Chasadim. Roidif, someone who's Roidif, Sedaka, V'Chesed, then in Shchar, he'll get Yimseh Chayim, Sedaka, V'Chavad. So if someone does Gemilas Chasadim, he'll be Zeicha to Chayim, Sedaka, V'Chavad. So how do we dash in that? So Rashi said, Yimotzi Chayim. Chayim, the real life is not this world. Chayim is the Olam Haba. And then when it says you'll also additionally, besides for Chayim, also get stuck of a kavod by Olam Hazeh. So in this world you're going to get honor. And in the next world you're going to get the real Chayim, which is Olam Haba. Other Mepharshim dash in the Pasuk differently, but that's the way Rashi does it. Next one, Olava Shalom. If someone finds two people fighting and he manages to make peace between them, Ksiv, it's written in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Bakit Shalom V'Rodfehu. That you should be mevakeh shalom and you should chase after it. But Amar Rabbi Abahu, Asya Radifa Radifa. We have a Gzeira Shava. Over here it says Radifa. And so too in the previous Pasuk of Gemilas Chasadim it says Radifa. Ksiv hacha bakesham virad fehu. Ksiv hasam roidif stuck of a chesed. So we learn that just like over there, you're going to get schar both in this world and the next world. So too, by havashalom in adam lechaveri will also get schar both in this world and the next world. And finally, b'talmud Torah, k'siv ki hu chayecha v'orech yamecha. By Torah, it also says a double lashon, because Torah is your life, and in arichas yamim. And Rashi darshins, chayecha is ba'olam hazeh, and v'orech yamim is la'olam haba, because arichas yamim is always referring to olam haba, and chayecha over here is referring to olam hazeh. So therefore, we have a makar by all of them, that you're going to get schar in this world and the next world. Frek the Gemara, In fact, Rav Nachman, I understand by these you have Mefarsh Pesukim, but there are others that also seem to have the same pasuk. For instance, a very famous one, B'shaluach HaKohen Na'miksev. If you do the mitzvah of Shaluach HaKohen, sending away the mother bird, there's also a pasuk. What does it say in the pasuk? It says, L'man yitav loch v'rachta yamim. It says first that you'll have Taiv, and then afterwards it says you'll have Arichas Yamim. So therefore, the Chor, that's also a double Lashon. So you should also Darshan both in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. So listening Nami Ha. So why didn't we list in the Mishnah also Shaluach HaKohen that you'll eat the pears in this world, and the Keren Kayemet Olam Haba. And for Rav Nachman and Echanami, Tana Vashir, it's Taka true, but the Mishnah left a few out, and it was, and it left, in fact, the Gemara, Tani Tan.
When you say Arichas Yamim, which I went Olam Haba.
Yeah, Rashi Darsh and Arichas Yamim is Olam Haba by all of them.
And in the Mishnah, it also meant that? Because there were three things in the Mishnah.
Atim Arichan. So in the Mishnah it said Mativim Loy, Marichim Loyamav. No, yeah. So over there I don't think it meant it. So right when the pasuk says it, then when the pasuk says it, then I think we're saying Arichas Yamim. Not sure. Interesting thing.
Two levels of Olamaba.
Yeah, so in the Mishnah it's Taka Machlekas that the Rambam says Olam Hazeh and the Rav says. The Batanura says it's referring to Olam Haba. I hear. So it could be when I read the Mishnah, I assumed it was in Olam Haza because the Nechos Haaretz is referring to Olam Haba.
So, according to the opinion, it is Olam Haza. It's a long life.
Yes, but I think you're correct. Since over here, Rashi is always teaching Arichas Yamim as Olam. Since over here Rashi is always teaching Arichas Yamim as Olam Haba, so Chayyur Rashi in the Mishnah would also teach it, not like the Rambam. So yes, it's Chayyur, just like over here. Why should we say that it's referring differently? I was going with the Pirsha Mishnayis, but because Rashi didn't say anything. But I think that's a good Hara. So it's quite possible in the Mishnah when it says Arichas Yamim, according to Rashi, it would mean that. But there is a machleka between the Rambam and the Bar Tanura. How to do it. Okay, so I'll call upon him. So the Gemara says that maybe in Chamish Lochakan is also the same, but it was Tana V'Shayer. In fact, the Gemara, Tani Tana, Elu Devarim, only these things. But Amar Tana V'Shayer, and you're going to say it's left out by the fact that it says Elu Devarim, that implies only these things, but not anything else, that these things are special. Amarava, Rav Idi Asbarali. Rav Idi explained to me that there's something specific about these things. Why? It says in the pasuk in Yeshayo, Imru tzadik ki toiv, ki pri malaleim yoychelu. It says in the pasuk in Yeshayo that by a tzadik ki toiv, a tzadik who is good, then pri malaleim yoychelu. He will get to eat from the pears. It's a fact of the Gemara. The two types of tzaddikim and the type of tzaddik who's not good. Well, what does that mean? It's tzaddik who's toiv. Ella, how do we understand? It means that this tzaddik is toiv l'shamayim of Adah. He's a good to Hashem. Vila b'riyas. And he's also good to the b'riyas. Zeh tzaddik toiv. But if he's toiv l'shamayim, he's good l'shamayim, but v'ra l'b'riyas, and he's not good l'b'riyas, Zeh tzaddik she'ena toiv. Now, what does that mean? He's a tzaddik who's ra l'b'riyas, right? L'chora, it does not mean that he's bad to people and he's angry and yelling at people, because that's not much of a tzaddik. Ra l'b'riyas means like l'mushal, like Shaluach HaKohen, meaning he's good l'shamayim. When I do Shaluach HaKohen, meaning if I do gemilas chasadim, I help Hashem and I help people. I do achlam sezarechem, I help Hashem, I help people. As opposed to if I do Shaluach HaKohen, I'm helping Hashem, but I'm not necessarily helping people, right? So he's toiv l'shamayim, but he's not necessarily good l'b'riyas. But I'll call upon him So we're saying that it says in the pasuk that the person, the only tzaddik who's prima leim yechelu, that's a tzaddik who's toiv l'shamayim and labriya. So therefore, when the Mishnah was listing things that will eat the pears ba'olam haza and the keren kayemet l'olam haba, that's only toiv l'shamayim and toiv labriya, which is all the cases of the Mishnah, which are they kibud aveim. So that's good to Shemayim and Briyas. Gemilas Chasadim, good to Shemayim and Briyas. Havash Amin on the Chaveri, it's also good. What about Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam, Vayeschos? When you learn Torah, that's also both Tevel Shemayim and Tevel Briyas. The other pshat that Mepharshim say is that it means, doesn't just mean someone who's sitting in a corner and learning. It means someone who's learning, and then he tells other people. He goes ahead and he gives a shir, or someone asks him halacha, or he teaches other people. So therefore, he's Tevel Shemayim and Tevel Briyas, and that's a higher madriga than Shiluch HaKan. If any mitzvah that you do, that's good for Hashem. If Hashem gives you a mitzvah and you listen, that's good for Hashem. And if you what? I mean, when I say good for Hashem, I mean Hashem wants to. I mean Hashem doesn't need anything that we need. So when I say Tevel Shemayim, what I mean is that Hashem gave us a mitzvah. Why? Because what's good for Hashem is if you listen to his mitzvahs, then Hashem will be meitiv to you. So it's good to Hashem, and the fact that you listen to him, and therefore he can now be meitiv to you.
No.
Dr. Schwab objects. Okay, let's take a look at Rashi.
Moshe is right. This concept, the statement, I mean, I could, if you look at the Rashba Nein Yaakov on Daf Vav, you can get an idea constant with that, but the majority of the idea of doing a favor for someone for something which does not change a culture in any way, that doesn't make sense.
Okay.
You do a favor for yourself.
Yeah, Hashem doesn't need anything from us. I'm not in disagreement from us. I was just trying to teach the words. The words Tov L'Shamayim mean that it's good. The words Tov L'Shamayim means that you're doing a mitzvah, and even Bein Adam L'Chaveri is a mitzvah. That's all I mean. Hashem doesn't need us. Hashem doesn't need to be made of us. That was not my indication. I was explaining what Tov L'Shamayim means is that you're doing a mitzvah. When you do an avera, that's called Ra'al L'Shamayim, and when you do a mitzvah, it's called Tov L'Shamayim. Tov L'Briyas means that the mitzvah is also helping your fellow man. But yeah, but I agree with everything that was said.
It's a phenomenally, in two words, Tov L'Shem, it's a phenomenally difficult statement. But Moshe said is absolutely correct.
Okay. Zot Rashi, B'shluch HaKan Nami V'lisnaya, Rav Idi Azbarli, Enoi Doima Le'elu. Rav Idi explained it to me that Shiluach HaKan is different than the ones that are listed. The Hanach Kolhu, all these that are listed in the Mishnah Briyas Nenu Mimenu, other people are also benefiting from me. V'nim to Tov L'Shamayim v'Tov L'Briyas. Number one, I'm doing a mitzvah. Number two, I'm helping my fellow man. V'ahuksev ki prima leim yechelim. By those mitzvahs, which are Tov L'Shamayim and Tov L'Briyas, then I get the pears b'olam haza v'keren kayemes l'olam haba. The Baha'i Kruk Siv, ki toiv, ki prima malalav yoichol b'chayev. That I'll get to eat the pears in this world, and it won't take away at all from my ultimate reward in the next world. Avoshlucha kan, Tov L'Shamayim, who? It's true that I'm Tov L'Shamayim, that I'm doing a mitzvah. The Inkan Tov L'Briyas. But by Shiluch HaKan, there is no Hatava L'Briyas. I did my own private mitzvah, very nice. I sent away the mother bird, but I didn't help anyone. Like Sibbe, therefore the pasuk is not written, Kipri Malal of Yoichal. So there, Hilkoch Leitanya, Gabi Yoichal Perishim, Bo'ilam Haza. Therefore we did not write it. Why not? Because it's not Tov L'Shamayim and Tov L'Briyas. So Marsha says that the tremendous Maila of getting the pirush in this world and not losing anything from the Karen, that's only true by these Tevel Shemayim and Tevel Briyas. However, by something by Shulach HaKan, even if you will get reward in this world, but that might take away from your reward in the next world. And the fact that you, let's say you'll get Arichas Yomim in this world, that might mean that for Shulach HaKan, that might mean but a little bit of the schar will be less by in the next world for Shulach HaKan.
So just one second,
and then also we mentioned another tremendous mila by these. Dr. Marshall, we mentioned that these are the tiebreaker. If you have exactly 50 zuchos, the equivalent of 50 zuchosim, you're totally 50-50 and 50 chayvis, if you have one of these, which are Tovel Shemayim and Tovel Briyas, then you're automatically considered a tzaddik. However, by Shulach HaKan, that won't be have this mila of Shkula Machras. It won't have this mila that if you're 50-50...
I have a mitzvah of Shulach HaKan. It's 613.
Right.
What is Shulach HaKan, right?
No.
It's not Ogea the Hamonam, right? It's not Ogea the Hamonam. It's not
Amu Chaviru,
right?
Right.
But it's not Ra.
No. Yeah, it's definitely not right. So the Lashon of Ra'al Abrius doesn't mean that it's bad. It doesn't mean I'm a tzaddik and while I'm davening, I go knock over and wake everyone up in the house. That way I could get to davening on time. That's obviously not a tzaddik. So obviously we have to interpret Ra'al Abrius in this context to mean...
Why are we... Just doing the contrast of Tovel Shemayim, that's why we're using that word. I mean,
I'm saying the words a little lavdafka.
13, and some of them are. You're right. Some of them are not nogeya hamona.
Right. And those don't have a special mile of keep prima leim yechelu. Okay. The Gemara continues.
50-50
concept. What?
Why?
I struggle
with this. It's not going to be exactly 50.
How do you know?
Because if it's a millimeter off,
it's
we talked about it once.
We
did talk about it.
So you're saying the whole thing is...
I mean, we don't know how it's... we're not counting
it
right.
Even though the exact thing.
Or maybe it means you're in the same category that you're like someone sometimes in the mitzvah, sometimes doesn't have air.
The 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
Right, or for Benini, right?
Yeah, so.
Right, so that's the same thing.
Why don't you ask me this?
Like Alilus is of their walking or something, like Alilus Mitzadigav, it's the same cherish that it's of the way that he was walking and doing. The parents of their deeds, they will eat. Their deeds are their mitzvahs. In the context, it means mitzvahs, but the word actually means they're walking or they're doing. Similarly, it says in the very next pasuk, "Oy l'rasha ra, oy for a rasha who's ra, ki gmo yodavi asalei." He will get paid back. So once again, "Chiyesh rasha ra v'yesha ain't a ra." There are some rishonim that are good and some rishonim that are bad. Obviously not. So what does it mean a rasha ra? Ela ra l'shamayim v'ra l'briyas. If he does averis bin adam l'makoim and also averis bin adam l'chaveroi, for instance, retzeach, a gadlin, who rasha ra. That's a rasha who is ra, and in this context. And ra l'shamayim v'ena ra l'briyas, he does averis, but he's a nice guy. You know, let's say someone does gilui arayis, but he's a nice, friendly guy. Then he's a rasha, zeh rasha she'ena ra. Dr. Ashi, Ra'al Shemayim v'Ra'al Abrius, what's an example of Ra'al Shemayim v'Ra'al Abrius? Kagon Ritzeach, he murders people. That's obviously bad for people also. V'Gazlin, he steals from people. V'Ganav, Ra'al Shemayim v'Ena Ra'al Abrius. What's an example of that? Let's say he's Megala Arayis. He didn't do bad to anyone. He eats treif. So all these types of things.
Gilui raya, if you break up a marriage, can be pretty bad.
Yeah, so maybe he's doing gilui raya and he's not breaking up a marriage. Ain chami. If you broke up a marriage, I think that would be probably ra'al shemayim and ra'al abriyah. But gilui raya could just mean your mother or your sister or something like that. But yeah. There could be 50 other examples. Rashi just gave a few mishalim, and obviously, if it is Rav Abrias.
Well, Rav Abrias is not a positive Rav Abrias, it's not a negative Rav Abrias. What were the cases?
He says, Gilead Abrias
to one side.
Mavazim Ayaz, he's Mavazim Chalamay. Let's say he does Malach on Chalamay.
It doesn't hurt, man.
Let's see, retrieve. How does that affect anyone? If I go to McDonald's and I get and I buy a hamburger there, a McBurger, or whatever they call it, I'm saying it doesn't affect anyone. Okay, sorry, I don't know what it's called. I guess I haven't been there recent enough. But,
Well, isn't it true that
Happy Meal, I think.
Who does a Vero? Doesn't that affect the world?
Yeah, but in this context, again, so we're just trying to touch, what does it mean a rush around? So even though avada, every mitzvah affects the world for the good, and even though every avera affects for the bad, but over here we're explaining is that it's worse when you directly do something bad to people and you directly do everything. Whenever you do Tov L'Shamayim, that affects the world for the good. And whenever you do, what we're saying is that one thing is you're doing L'Shamayim and L'Briyas, and one you're is only affecting Shamayim, which obviously Mamela trickle down. Okay, so we continue dashing these Pesachim. Has the Chos, if someone has the Chosim, because he did mitzvahs, Yesh L'Karen V'Yesh L'Peris. Not only does he get a reward, but he even gets Peris, which means which in this context means he gets more than what the mitzvah itself deserves. Shenemer, it says in the pasuk, on the same pasuk, Imru tzadik ki toiv, a tzadik who is toiv, ki primaleim yechelu, that not only will he get reward, but he'll also get peris. He'll get additional reward. What is that? So the Karen is the reward, the fact that you get Olam Haba for it. But then also, besides for the mitzvah lane, also, let's say, I did the mitzvah bezrizah, so I made a nachas ruach to Hashem, and so I'm going to get additional reward. What's the additional reward? For all those other zayt gezach, and not for the mitzvah itself, but above the mitzvah. So in Olam Haba, which we're not referring to Peiros in this
one.
So let's finish the sentence from the. I'm saying this based on the context. Yes, until now, Peiros meant in Olam Haza, but in this paragraph, it's gonna. I think we're gonna see that Peiros are referring to L'chayr also in Olam Haba. Avera yish l'karen ve'in l'Peiros, but in Avera. You only get punished for the avera itself. Karen doesn't mean reward. It means the opposite of reward. You have a Karen, meaning you get the punishment. The ain't le peiros, but you won't get punished more. Take a look at Rashi. Ain't le peiros, ain't the from imenu, yoyser mechdei rishay. So therefore, I'm saying is that by a mitzvah, you get paid more than the mitzvah, more than your tzedkus. But by an avera, you only get paid for the avera itself, but you don't get paid you don't get punished more than the avera for the zayt gezachen. Shenemar, as it says in the very next pasuk, oy l'rosh hara, oy vei to the rosh, and then it says back, the end of the pasuk was, we brought down before, ki gmo yadavi asalai, he'll get paid back exactly what he did, but no more. In fact, the Gemara, v'elamani mekayim, it says Oh, it says over there, the Pasuk in Mishlei says that someone who does an Avera will get paid back me pre-darkam from the Paris, which means that I should get paid back not just for the Avera, but even from the Paris of my Avera. And for the Gemara, that's referring to a different type of an Avera. Avera shoisa Paris, if I do an Avera that also other people learn from my action and causes them to do Averas, yeshla Paris, then I'm going to get paid, then I'm going to get punished, not just for my Avera, but all the Averas that other people do because of me. She ain't a Paris. If I do Avera in my room and no one knows about it, then in La Paris, then I only get paid, then I only get punished for my Avera, but no more than my Avera.
Avera here is other people doing the same Avera?
Yes, yes, I think Rashi speaks it out. Avera shoyse Paris could go in Chil Hashem. Let's say I do something which creates a Chil Hashem, Sha'odom Chashev. Here you have a big Chash of a person. Oyver Avera v'achirim l'meidin mimenu. Lasses came. So Aver Shoyse Paris means that other people learn to do Aver. So it's not just that you come late, but now everyone says, oh, he came late, then I could also come late. Or he did this Aver, it must be, it's okay.
The greatest example was had the Meraglim, right? They're the ones that cause Klal Yisrael to say bad to Hashem, right? So that's a Chil Hashem, that's the worst thing you could do.
Right.
The Meraglim is a great example.
Yeah. So the Gemara is also going to continue talking about the spot. There are many, many examples that we have. Yeah, from these parishes of Avera Shoyse to Paris. So Chara, it's much worse if you're Avera, not just that you did an Avera, but it also makes other people do Averas. So then that's you're going to get punished for the whole domino and the. You do a mitzvah because everyone says, oh, look, you are. Even if you do a private mitzvah and no one learns from you, but you did a special extra effort or get reward even more than the mitzvah itself deserves. So if the mitzvah only deserves reward X, you could get X plus one because you could get Paris for a mitzvah even if you don't teach other people. But for sure, if other people learn from you, then just like by an Avera, you'll get punishment more than the Avera. So to by the mitzvah, you'll get reward more.
Has a double meaning?
Yes, so different in different contexts, Paris means different things. So until now, Paris always meant an Olam Hazeh, but now in this context, Paris just means that more than the actual Avera.
Okay. Paris could be the resulting.
Yeah.
And other people are further Avera.
Right. And by the way, it could go for many generations. I affect one person, and then that affects his kids and his grandkids, and the peers could be. That's also why, by Olam Haba, Hashem's going to have to judge not just what we did, but also all the consequences that manifested throughout all the days. Machshava Teva, Mitzarfa L'Maisa. Let's say a person makes a plan. He has a machshava for a mitzvah. And he plans on doing it, and something happens, and he can't do it. He was planning on doing a mitzvah, and something came up, he couldn't do it. Hashem still counts it as if he did it. Shenemar, and it says in the Pasuk in Malachi, Oz Nidru Yira Hashem, Ishel Re'ehu, the people who have Yira Shemayim said to their friend, and they made a plan to do a mitzvah, by Yakshev Hashem, by Yishma Hashem discerned, and he paid attention, and he heard, by Yikosev Sefer Zikaron Lefanov, and he wrote it in the Sefer Zichronos about this mitzvah, the Yira Hashem, for the people with Yira Shemayim, Ulechoshve Shemoy, and those that thought or planned for Shemoy to do mitzvahs from L'shem Hashem. May L'chushve Shemoy. They didn't do the mitzvah, they only had machshava. Amar Vasi, afilu choshev adam lases mitzvah. Even if a person planned to do a mitzvah, v'nenas v'loy asa, and then an oinus happened and he was not able to do his plan to do the mitzvah, Maila lava kosev kiu as, so that the Torah considers it as if you did it. So I just want to be very careful. A lot of people mistype the word machshava. Most people think a machshava just means a thought. Over here, machshava doesn't mean a thought. It means a plan. If I just like think in my heart, I want to do a mitzvah, and then I continue sitting back on my couch, that Hashem does not consider as if it's a ma'aseh mitzvah. A machshava tov over here means a actual plan to do a mitzvah, and then this happened, and I didn't do it. If I just like think about doing a mitzvah, and then I just sit around lazily and don't do it, then Hashem is not mitzarefa. What?
It's an intention.
Right, yeah. Over here, machshava means actual intention as opposed to just thought. Just many people, when they read it quickly, they say, oh, I just think about doing mitzvahs. That doesn't work. We got to do the mitzvahs, or at least attempt to do it.
The ratzon that a person has, that does have a koyach maybe to have Hashem give the opportunity for the person to do the mitzvah, or doesn't have any koyach at all?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a ratzon to do a mitzvah. It's definitely a good thing, and you could get reward for it, but Hashem won't be mitzarefet to a ma'isa. A plan to do a ma'isa mitzvah, Hashem will consider a ma'isa mitzvah. Just a ratzon to do it, it's a very good thing, and in davar oimer b'fnei ratzon, maybe Hashem will now give you opportunities, but just for that ratzon, He's not going to consider it as if you did it ma'isa mitzvah. What about the opposite way? Machshava ra. Let's say someone plans on doing an avera and something happens and he can't do it. He's about to do an avera and all of a sudden Rabbi Margaretin walks in the room and he's like, okay, forget it. I'm not going to do the avera. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarefa l'maisa. Then Hashem does not punish him as if he did the ma'isa avera, even though he was planning on doing the avera. Shenemar. Oven in Reisi Belibi, if I saw a plan to do in your leave, I saw a plan to do an aver, Lo Yishma Hashem, Hashem won't consider it and He will not punish you as if you did the avera. Dr. Ashi, Machshava Shoisa Perish, Shekayim Machshav Teva Va'oisa, if you had a Machshava and you were Makayim it, Mitzarfa L'maisev in the From Yemenu Afal Machshava. Oh, sorry. One second, that's the wrong Rashi. that's going a little bit. Okay, so let's continue on the Gemara.
I have a question. I have a question about how we learn things. So this is in Tehillim, right?
Yeah.
So from the time of Torah till Tehillim, did people understand this concept? Did they know it? And
Moshe Rabbeinu knew all the drushes. I mean, did everyone understand it? Probably not. But I mean, did Moshe Rabbeinu know?
I'm sure Moshe Rabbeinu understood.
Tehillim was written by many different people, but let's say David HaMelech only wrote it. So you're saying at the time did David HaMelech understand it? I guess some did and some didn't. But most drushes are a Messiah. I'm saying. So some drushes are machadish. I don't know the answer.
We learn in Tanakh different how to approach mitzvahs or how to do them or what they are. Was it a known fact by everybody else?
I don't know.
Okay.
So based on your Shaka Vatara here and your that marshal you made up with Rabbi Mark Redden.
Oh, yeah.
So, in that case, does Rabbi Mark Redden get schar for that? Just walking
absolutely.
In, Shabbat, but because of all of the mitzvahs and teachings that he's done the last 30 years, that
absolutely.
The person has the path because he walked in. So
yes.
So he gets the favors from those mitzvahs he did before.
Correct. Vela mani mekayin. Aye, what about there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu? Hinani mevi el ha'am hazeh ra'a pre-machshavoysam. I am going to bring ra'a, I'm going to punish the people for the pre-machshavoysam. Even for their machshavis, I am going to punish them. But we just said that Hashem won't punish us for our plans to do evil. And for the Gemara, machshava sho'isa pre, if you have a machshava that makes a pre, meaning I had a machshava, and I actually did the avera. I planned on doing the avera, and Rabbi Margaretin did not walk in, and I did the avera. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for the ma'isa. Then, if you actually do the avera, Hashem punishes you not just for the avera, but also all the planning that you did to do the avera. V'machshava she'im b'pri. But if you have a machshava to do evil and you don't do evil, then ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for the ma'isa. So that's where I'm supposed to read the Rashi. So let's see those Rashis again. Machshava she'osa perishah ki machshavtei va'asa. If he planned on doing evil and he did evil, so then therefore you get punished, not just for the ma'aseh aveira, but also for all the planning. It's not like it just aveira fell into your lap and you happened to do it. It's rather you had a whole entire plan in order to do this aveira. So then you're going to get punished worse for that. So Hashem will punish people for their machshava, but only if they actually end up doing the avera. In fact, the Gemara of Elohadik.
Why would that be? I mean, if an onus happened and he didn't do the avera, I don't know what. Should I answer him first? I don't know what to do. Let's try it again. A person had an avera, he had a whole territory to an avera. And then an onus happened, he couldn't do the avera. So the bottom line is, he's not going to be punished for the machshava. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Except by what is already.
I think that's going to be the very next Gemara.
On the other hand, he had a bad machshava, do bad, he had a whole plan, and he did bad, so he's both. Why?
He did the avera.
He punished for the avera. What do you mean? That's only a Yankee tips how to do. You have to think first to do the avera.
So saying, well, why should it be any different just because an oinus happened that was out of his control?
Right.
Why should there be the
right
punishment?
Either way.
So if a person had a plan to do evil, but Baruch Hashem, when it came down to it, Rabbi Margaret then walked in the room, and he's like, oh, now all of a sudden I got a ruach of Yiras Shemayim, and now Baruch Hashem, so I was chayzer, so I had charata. I didn't do it. It had no outcome, and I could have done that very right in front of him. I chose not to do it. I mean, not through my own willpower, because of maybe my public embarrassment. Or whatever it was, but so therefore Hashem said, okay, so Baruch Hashem, it was good enough that he didn't do it. But Masha Enka, in the case that you actually did do it, so then, it's something to think about. But these are the facts. The facts are that Hashem will do it, and we'll have to discuss. Yeah, sorry. What?
Is that the that the Gemara is talking about?
Okay, Mark, I don't know. That was just my muscle. The Gemara wasn't referring to Rabbi Margaret.
The oinus that I was that the Gemara was talking about was, you know,
$25
to do an avera. He was going to go to the avera, and then suddenly he lost the $25.
Yeah, but he could have bought. But then
he
could have just swiped on his credit card. But he doesn't want to spend the money. Okay, so at least he doesn't.
I
Yeah, something, yeah. So in the comment, you'll have to discuss. Dr. Schwab?
I don't know. Now, the time and the place. It's a very good question. It is, there's a very technical answer, which basically, and I can give sources for it if anyone's very interested, but the whole matter of Nevera is the and punishment, because one of the questions you've asked, what is it in Baruch Shalom that I do unfair? Why do you sit there and have this sort of childish viewpoint of, you know, flames and this and being whipped by demons or whatever? I mean, that's silly to impute that to the Baruch Shalom. So what is this concept of punishment in Gehenna? That basically in Avera, within the bounds of my understanding, is that you take some potential energy and you change that into actuality. And therefore, if you do not do that, that avera has not been done. Not only has that avera not been done, it is, you have not misused it. So the flames of Gehenna, you know, specifically the quote, the flames of Gehenna are simply the potential energy which has been changed into poil, the koyak changed into poil. And that needs to be burned off. It's, you know, the language is, it's like the olive oil to the flame. Whereas there's an essential aspect to all mitzvahs, which is the recognition that there is a Rabbanu Shalom. And by having a makshava, that there is a Rabbanu Shalom, I'm going to do this mitzvah, I'm going to send away the bird, but I fell off the ladder before I got to it. That aspect of that mitzvah of being makir to Rabbanu Shlomo does exist. Whereas by an avera, that negative makshav of there is no Rabbanu Shlomo, Rabbanu Shlomo has no time, that, you know, that does not exist. It's some extant thing. The sources are much more difficult, and I may have misquoted, but that's essentially what I've seen.
Shkech. Well, Hadik says this, that it says in the pasuk Laman Tfayis Es Beis Yisrael Belibam, that even though Klal Yisrael was only thinking of doing Avodah Zarah Belibam, and yet they still get punished, Amar V'Acha Bar Yankiv, no, Ahu, Vavosh Kechavim Hudiksev, we already said that pasuk was referring to Belibam, they were thinking about being Oved Avodah Zarah, and the Amar Mar, Chamura Avodah, Avodah Zarah is much more chamer. Shekola kofer ba, if you're kofer in Avodah Zarah and you believe in Hashem, kemoide b'chol Torah kula. So that's like you're agreeing to the whole entire Torah. And chas v'shalom, the converse, if you're moide in Avodah Zarah, then that's like you're being kofer b'chol Torah kula. So over there, it's so chamer that even a machshav ra, to do Avodah Zarah, Hashem will be mitzdarif it to
Lemaisa. So, if a person, I mean,
a person Zara, plans about
Avodah
serving
Zara, it's the average Jew bowing down to an idol is pretty rotten. Going across the street on Taylor, the church is rotten. Okay, and it's and the score you get. Right?
Right.
Well, that's ridiculous. That's great, but he can then go to whatever that, what restaurant you said, no, you said McDonald's, whatever it was. If he goes there, is that not going to hurt him?
No, of course you got to find
it.
I'm saying I don't believe in Avodah Zarah, rather I believe in Hashem. If there was a debate, there's a great debate between the Baal and Hashem, which one should you believe?
Okay,
and
I believe in Hashem.
Again, it happens to be,
stop.
It's just hard for us to believe, but let's say someone's debating between Christianity or Yiddish. Guys. Now I'm saying, right, so I had this choice here, and I picked Yiddishkeit, so I'm saying is I believe in God, I believe in the Torah, as opposed to if Chas v'Shalom someone believes in Christianity and says I will convert.
Two voices cannot be heard. That is
Morris says if when people want to hear it, you could be heard. Both of us want to hear about each other, right?
Nobody wants to hear two voices at once.
Yeah. Okay. So
I picked, I'm saying I, meaning
me, you.
I believe in Hashem. Relative to the Avodah Zarah, Hashem is with. But I still have more, I have a very good time to go to, what did you say, Burger King? I don't know what you said.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's irrelevant.
So there's two different things. One thing is your belief, and one thing is your actions. One thing is taivas. So if you have a taiva, and therefore you walk into the McDonald's, that's supposed to taste good. I don't actually think it tastes good, but regardless if it does or if it doesn't. But the point is, if you have a taiva, I believe in the whole entire Torah. And unfortunately, my yetzer hara was miskaber. I mean, one thing is I believe I am a yid. I associate with Yiddish, okay? As opposed to I associate with Christianity, Muslims.
What does those words mean?
It means I believe in the Torah. I believe in the Torah. It doesn't mean I keep the whole entire Torah. Unfortunately, sometimes I have a Yitzhar and I say Lashon Hara. Okay.
It means
I believe in it. I believe in it. I am a Jew. Right, yeah. One thing is Maida, one is Mekayim. One is I believe in it. I don't believe it in Christianity. I do believe in Yiddishkeit. I don't believe in Muslims. Right now, it's hard for us to talk about Avodah Zarah because Chazal were Mevatel, the type of Avodah Zarah. But there is still Christians, Muslims, whatever. So I'm saying I believe. That's my belief. I'm Maida. Now, there's another thing of believing and doing. Those are two separate...
Maybe Mekayim this mitzvah today after Chazal has been active.
We already discussed that like someone who's perished from an avera, but it's got to be like the fact that I'm not eating chazer right now. I have no taiva for chazer. It's got to be like bal yadcha. But if there were definitely unfortunate times of the crusade, and they said either convert or we're going to kill you, and I say no, I'm going to believe in the yid. That's like kamoida b'chol tarech kula. Right? If they say convert to
the crusade of Christianity, is that
Absolutely, that's. Yeah, so that would be a kol kafir, but the Rambam seems to believe that Christianity is like avodah zarah.
Because we don't have a mitzvah to kill.
The Trinity versus Yichud Hashem or whatever. Yeah, but let's not go into it.
Shittif,
right.
Right, the Shittif, which is not us for a
Goy,
it is us
for a Jew. Right, so for a Yid to believe in it, it would be like avodah zarah. For a Goy to believe in it.
Avodah zarah for a Jew, but not for a Goy.
Yeah, but that's a whole different topic. But a kol pam, yeah, zikr, if a person was told to convert, and he said, no, I refuse to convert, and I want to be a Jew, then that would be 100% modern-day... Ula Amar, Ula says, that pshat in this pasuk is a new pshat. It's not referring to avodah zarah. The pasuk that says, l'man tveses beis Yisrael belibam, that they get punished for a machshava to do an avera, not referring to avodah zarah, could be referring to any averas. Kidi Rav Huna. But, like Rav Huna, to Am Rav Huna, kivan sha'aver adam avera v'shanaba, once a person does an avera, and then he doesn't do tshuva, rather does avera again, and again. Hutrulay, it becomes mutter to him. Hutrulay sakadaitach, really, you do aver, you know, you said aver lashon hara 10 times, it became mutter to you. Elanasis loy kehater. Now already the yetzer hara dances on you with this avera. It feels to you like a hater, and since it feels to you like a hater, therefore, if you plan on doing this avera, well, if it's your first time, then it's not. Then Hashem won't be mitarfet lemeisa. But if you already did this avera 10 times, and now I'm planning again on doing this avera for the 11th time, then Hashem says, "Oh, then I will count it as if you did it. And even though you're nenas v'layasa, Hashem will punish you as if you did it." Dr. Ashi.
Really?
Yep. Let's take a look at Rashi. Ula Amar Hadiksid Pri Machshavosim. But over v'shoinekziv, this that it said that you'll get punished for even a machshavas avera is when you did avera multiple times. Ki hoder maharher lasa, again, not just like think about it, but you plan on doing it. Mitzdarefes l'meisa, then Hashem will punish you as if you did it. Just like if you plan on doing a mitzvah, Hashem will reward you. So too, if you plan on doing an avera, which you've done multiple times, not like you did it once and it was a mistake and you're a chayzer b'tshuva, but you did it multiple times without doing tshuva, then Hashem will punish you. Even though you did not end up doing it, because an oinus happened, in chazarot l'shem shemayim, obviously your chazara, meaning if Rabbi Magaretan walks in the room and then I'm chayzer and I haven't done it multiple times, then obviously it's l'shem shemayim. But if I've done it so many times and just this one time I didn't do it, it's not a chazara l'shem shemayim. Ashley otrukla, punk this time for whatever reason I didn't need to do it. Because Rav Huna d'amar nasas l'kater, it's really mutter to you. You consider it mutter. So normally, the fact that you didn't do it, we say is your pintle yid was happy that you didn't do it. But over here, that this aver is like it's mutter to you. So punk, you didn't have to do it this time, but next time you're probably going to do it again.
Why can't we, instead of taking this to the next degree and Hashem punishing us for the avera, just why can't the pasuk be telling us, what does this tell you? You do this so many times, you're not going to even think about not doing it. That's a simple pshat. What we're saying now is taking it from one end to the other. That means even if you didn't do it, you get punished for thinking about it.
Right.
That's
Because Rashi is explaining that the reason is because normally, if you don't end up doing it, Hashem says, well, you know it's aser, so you're happy that the oinus happened, that you didn't get to do it. But if it's not like a hetter and you're doing the tavera every single day, let's say you have a frayid and he's constantly mechal Shabbos, right? And then punked one Shabbos for whatever reason, he breaks his leg and he doesn't drive his car on Shabbos. But the reason why he didn't drive his car on Shabbos, it's not like now he's happy he couldn't drive his car on Shabbos because being
Machal
Shabbos. It's not as like a hetter. And since he was planning on driving his car, Hashem is mitzayefet. Just like if you plan on going to learn and then an oinus happens, you get tzchayef for doing it. So if you plan on doing that vera, and there is nothing holding you back because you consider this avera completely mutter, you think that it's not even aser, it's not
necessarily keheter. I can't understand that. He didn't do the avera.
Yeah.
What do you mean here? What does Dr. Schwab say about that?
I don't know. It looks like he has a comment. I don't know about
that. There is an assumption that you're making which is incorrect, which is that the punishment that the distance from the Rabbanu Shalom, the act, is the same as committing the Avera. It's not. It's a different thing. It is instantiated now as Metzias. I think it's the Maharal who makes the metaphor that each sin, I don't remember who of it, I know I've seen it, that each sin makes a mechitza and thickens the mechitza between you and the Rabbanu Shalom, but it's someone else. It's definitely not me. It's not what Dr. Schwab has to say. Is that this in itself is a Metzias, which is not a good thing. The Avera in and of itself was not committed. That's why it says if it's being permitted to him. For you to say that it's permissible to have a cheeseburger and believe that it's permissible to have a cheeseburger, that itself is, Rav Schwab's a criminal of Racha, says that this, when we talk about how there seems to be this very odd thing that as soon, the very instant that you reject the Rabbanu Shalom, you have Elohim Acherim. Why can't I be part? Why can't I just be in the non-self love that what people do is...